French President Emmanuel Macron is facing a scandal. A video has surfaced of his security aide getting violent with protesters in Paris while off duty. After days of silence, the French president is finally speaking out. Here's reporter Jake Saganera in Paris.
The video shows Alexandre Benalla, identified by Le Monde newspaper as Macron's 26-year-old security aide, wearing a police helmet and attacking protesters during May 1st Labor Day demonstrations. Officials say Benalla had permission to only accompany and observe police operations on his day off and was not authorized to intervene. Benalla served as Macron's personal bodyguard since the 2017 presidential campaign. But Macron, who is already seen by many as a distant president, finally addressed the incident after several days of silence.
Et s'il cherche un responsable, dites-le.
Speaking to parliamentarians from his party, Macron called Benalla's actions treason and betrayal. But ultimately, he said the buck stops with him, and as president, he is solely responsible. But the French president's long silence has been suspect, and opposition parties accuse the government of a cover-up. Benjamin Haddad, a European politics researcher who was involved in the Macron campaign, says the scandal also contradicts the president's promise to break with establishment politics.
French see in this scandal some relics of practices of the past where the president decides to rely on a friend, on a political activist to ensure his security, which should have been done by regular policemen.
Benalla and another member of Macron's party are now at the center of four separate investigations by the prosecutor, parliamentary committees, and police. Three high-ranking police have also been indicted after allegedly giving security footage to Benalla to prove his innocence after the story came out. Some government officials, including the prime minister, are under scrutiny for how the case was handled. Benalla was first suspended, but has since been fired from his job.
J'ai considéré que, à mon niveau, je n'avais pas assez d'éléments.
Patrick Strode, Macron's chief of staff, told a National Assembly committee he didn't report Benalla to the Department of Justice at the time because he said there wasn't enough evidence. Haddad says Macron risks endangering his aggressive agenda of reforms in the coming months and possibly years if he doesn't soon show he's sincere about transparency in the Benalla case. For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganero in Paris.